Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Nowadays, scientists predict that our planet's fossil fuels are going to be consumed in the next 100 years. That's why it's more and more important to shift our energy sources to renewable energy. One very popular example is solar power, which we want to talk about today. One of the biggest supporters is Professor Dr. Tim Meyer from the Harvard University, who is with us today to help us to get more information about this important topic. Good evening, Mr. Meyer.
Thanks for having me here.
So you research on solar energy, right?
Yes, I especially focus on photovoltaic, which is basically a way to gain energy from the sun with solar cells.
So what do you work on right now?
Right now I work on improving ways that we can shift our energy sources to solar energy all over the world.
So, do you think it's possible for us to only rely on solar energy in the future?
Yes, definitely. Theoretically, the sun provides almost 3,000 times as much energy as we need on the Earth, and compared to other renewable energy resources like wind, water and bioenergy, which together provides 300 times as much energy we need, it's a lot more effective.
3,000 times? That sounds like a lot.
Yes, but only theoretically, like I said, unfortunately.
But it's still more effective than other energy sources?
Yes, it has much more potential and is also a lot cheaper.
So, Mr. Meyer, why do you think it's that important for us today to talk about those kind of topics?
Yeah, as you already said, the fossil fuels will be consumed in about 100 years. And oil, which is our most important energy source, will be consumed in about 50 years. So that's the point why we should think about renewable energies.
So since when are we able to use solar power?
So first of all, photovoltaic was named after Alessandro Volta, who was another scientist. But the real important event was 1839, when Alexander Bergwell discovered the photo effect, which is the basic idea of how photovoltaic works.
Okay, so can you explain a little more in detail how exactly photovoltaic works?
Photovoltaic cells are made out of silicon. Basically, it works by capturing photons, which create electric voltage.
And how much energy are we able to gain from solar cells?
The sun is able to provide almost 3,000 kilowatt per hour, which is really a lot. For example, in Germany, which is a country with high technology and which is already using a lot of solar energy and photovoltaic systems, produce 300 to 1,100 kilowatt per hour in average. Of course, it's going to be more in countries with more sunlight.
So would you personally recommend buying solar cells for private persons?
Yes, of course. In the last years, solar cells got much cheaper due to new technology. Also, photovoltaic cells last about 30 to 40 years. In this period of time, a lot of energy can be saved and you also do a good thing for the environment.
So with all that, do you think solar energy will play a big role in the future?
Yes, definitely. It's the only renewable energy source which provides enough energy for the whole world, and it's a good opportunity for us to shift to renewable energy source, which we definitely will have to use.
Okay, Mr. Meyer, we have to come to an end now. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. I hope I could help you out and maybe even convince some listeners to shift to solar energy themselves.
Thanks for the interview.
You're welcome.